right. We are about to have sound. And when we do, we will have the fine,
We are ready.
Fine music. Please put it together for Williams and Bray.
Thanks for coming down so early, everybody. We're, of course, Williams and Bray, and this half is the Williams, and that half is the Brays, Harley and Shara. And back here we have the non-Bray and the non-Williams, Nancy Caff. And we've been playing together since around 1985, and Harley and Shara moved out here from Illinois. And that last tune was a tune they brought from Illinois called Salmon Elsie. It's one of the only fiddle tunes that we're familiar with that actually was generated in the state of Illinois. Okay, so it's a great square dance tune. And here's Shara to introduce the next tune.
First, I want to say that, I'm really glad to be up here with Phil and Vivian because Phil's had a kind of a rough spring, let's say. He's been in and out of the hospital with heart trouble, but he's all better now. He's really on the way back, and this is a delight. The next song is, I guess you would say, is this a feminist song? Would you say, Vivian? All the Cheating songs seem to be written by men, but this one is written by men, but we're picking it up and doing it for the gals. I'll go step in two. Begin to fight. You tell me there are more fish in the sea, but the bait ain't what it used to be. And I got news for you. From now on, you step out, I'll go step into
honey, I'll go step into. Unlock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Time you come home late and you don't tell me where you've been, and your hair's messed up and your clothes don't fit right. Don't start to yell if you find me looking like that too, 'cause you will know that I've been stepping out on you.
This next tune is it's a Hank Williams tune, and he is a musician that everybody is familiar with. And you'll notice in this tune, I won't name it yet, but two wonderful bands have been named after this tune. In the words of the lyric of this tune, you'll find the names of two bands. So see if you can figure out which one those are.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. My mistake. Okay.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, there's another soul on the lost highway. A deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a lover's life.
back in the mid-1860s in the little mining camp of Warrens, Idaho, a flute player named Peter Beamer put together a little dance band to play in the local saloon, and he wrote down 124 tunes or something like that for the band to play. And so that was preserved as in the manuscript form. And it has, I believe, 13 quadrille sets. Now, quadrilles were square dances, and the sets had four tunes each. So we're going to play one of the tunes. I believe this is quadrille set number 5, figure 2, I think. I can't remember. It's the only name it's got. It's a D and G. It starts on D.
Yeah.
All right.
And if I wanted to learn that tune, what would I have to do?
Well, if you want to learn that tune, I actually published the Peter Beamer manuscript. I reset all the tunes so you could read them, and you can get them over there in the little Folklife store, along with CDs of various people in this band.
And
how about that, including the band itself? Is that exciting or what?
In fact, indeed, also. Oh.
Well, this next tune is one that my younger brother Nate wrote back in about 1960, and we found it on a tape. It's never been on a CD or anything. It's one called You're the Only One. Took the sunshine from my life, dear, and now there's just sorrow and pain. There's nothing that I can live for unless you should come back home.
You're the only one that I live for, and now you are saying goodbye. I wish that you'd stay here with me for the last. Dear, I'd surely die.
You told me once you love no other, was the only one for you. But you must have never loved me, for now you are saying we are through.
You're the only one that I live for, and now you are saying goodbye. I wish that you would stay here with me, for about you, dear, I truly die.
A waltz kind of tune here. It's a song that actually came from Bill Monroe, but we're doing the Vern Williams version of it, I think, here. Can everybody hear everything all right? Can you hear the bass? Is everybody?
Okay, we're fine. Just leave it.
Okay. This is what, okay, go for it.
Start it.
It's called Come Back to Me in My Dreams. Have a little chat here.
Well, this is a banjo tune written by one of our heroes, Don Reno, back in the 1950s, called the Tennessee Breakdown.
We have time for two more tunes. This is a tune I learned as a 10-year-old, actually. It was on an old disc my mother threw away. It's called The Swiss Yodeling Cowboy.
Born in Switzerland, where the mountains touch the sky, but he won't be a cowboy out on the prairie wide. So he came over from Switzerland, where he learned whoop and ride. And when he hits saddle, boys, you can hear him yodel high. Yodel, little, little, hey, pretty little, Colorado home, but his thoughts and trippy backward to Geneva far away, to a little apple sweetheart in a little Swiss chalet. Eh, he, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, yodel-o-dee-dee-dee-dee, oh. Sub your old matter to a little Miss. He
told her that he loved her and sealed it with a kiss. Well, his heart could surely brighten when a letter she had read, for he received an answer, boys, and this is what it said. In a cozy little cottage on a hillside all alone, they're living now so happy with a baby all their own. When the golden moon is shining and sails across the sky, you'll often hear them singing sweet snoot a little lullaby.
Number. I'm sure a lot of you out there heard Bill Monroe's famous tune, Uncle Pan, right? And he talks about, he actually learned a lot of tunes from his uncle, and he taught a lot of them to Vivian in the 60s when we were playing with him. And so we're going to do one of his tunes from the Uncle Pan thing you heard. He sings a verse saying, first he played The Boston Boy, which is really a great tune, and then he played Soldier's Joy. I think first of all, but the greatest of all was the Jenny Lind. That's where the fiddling began. Now, so we're going to play the Jenny Lind. And this is a seldom heard tune anymore, but it's a great square dance tune.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. See you later.
Okay, that's how it all began here in Seattle and folk life. Let's have another hand, another round of applause for the folks who brought us this wonderful festival. I'm Aunt Mama. I am your MC storyteller. 8:30 in Sunday mornings on 91.3 KBCS. We'll tell you a story, and some of these fine folks from Folk Life will be on the station playing music tomorrow, and then we'll be here with you all day tomorrow. Now, while we get the microphones changed again, we are going to have a real treat coming up next. I don't know if any of you all have ever tried to play a bagpipe. Any of you all ever tried to play a bagpipe? Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? Aren't you all cute? Yes. One of the great things about folk life is that we are all together. Those of us whose hair has turned the color of winter, and those of us who are just finding this music. And I understand a young child is here, and this is his first folk life. First folk life. Almost an unimaginable thing. All right, for those of you who have ever tried to play a bagpipe, you have a wonderful treat that is coming up in just a minute. You're going to hear the winner of the North American Bagpipe Contest. And while we are setting the mics, there is a young woman coming around with the sign. That sign right there, it's a yellow triangle. It says buttons, $10. Join the friends. She's giving hugs now. She's not working. Hugs for $10. Hugs for $10. Folk life is the last great hippie gathering in Seattle where you do not pay to get in, but you are asked to give a donation. As all of those who remember Bumbershoot when we used to come down for free know that you do not come to Bumbershoot for free anymore, do you? You come to Bumbershoot with your pockets full of money, and you leave with very empty pockets. In order to keep folk life alive, you need to give that woman a hug or give her $10 or both. In just a second, we will have up Yori Chisholm and the bagpipes. $10 button, $10 button, $10 button, $10 button. Hugs for $10, $10 button, $10 button. It's the only way we can keep folk life a little bit like folk life. They play great music. They don't tell time so well.
Hi,
so,
can I hear the bagpipe, please? I mean, as if, right? Cool. Cool, thank you. Can I hear the keyboard? Keyboard, please.
Hello.
Keep going.
Hello. How's that sound
That's
out there?
Good. Thanks. I'm ready.